marketplace lead is about China today opening the spigots on more lending there, contributing to a more upbeat mood on stock markets here. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. China today used a central tenet of banking to bring new vigor to the economy there. Banks are not allowed to lend out all their money. They have to keep some in reserve in case depositors come around wanting their savings. Today, China's central bank allowed banks to hold less in reserve, all in the name of growth. And in the United States, stocks were higher. In fact, the Dow was up about 1% in early trading. Jim Dunnigan is chief investment officer at the PNC Asset Management Group. He's on the line from a drizzly Philadelphia this morning. Good morning, Jim.
David, good morning to you.
We have a saying on this program, what happens in China does not stay in China. So it goes, you think, with the announcement today from China that should spur some bank lending there?
I would agree. So overnight, over the weekend, China reduced its reserve requirements by more than expected, so a full percentage point. The market was looking for a half a percentage point. So another dose of stimulus that should, in fact, reduce some of the concerns of a slowing growth rate in China.
Chinese authorities are a bit like pilots at the stick. I mean, last fall, they were reining in some frothy lending practices there. Now it's, I guess, adding some power. It's a tough thing to get right.
Well, it is in an economy that it's growing as rapidly, still even at 7%, and one that's transitioning. So whether it's battling corruption as part of that or the housing froth that's in some of the markets. So they have a full-time job in their hands.
Also, supposedly improving the mood on markets in the U.S. compared to Friday is we're digesting some of these earnings reports, which have been positive in some areas, especially banking.
We had a dramatic decline in earnings estimates as both the strength in the dollar and the decline in crude oil sort of destabilized the outlook. So we've seen early returns on earnings better than expected. Hopefully, companies, as crude oil stabilizes, the dollar stabilizes here, we should see improvement in both earnings and the revenue side going forward.
Always good to talk to Jim Dunnigan, Chief Investment Officer at PNC Asset Management. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
New York's Andrew Cuomo will be in Havana today, the first U.S. governor to visit since frozen relations began thawing. He's fostering greater ties, and by ties, business relations can be assumed. Later this week, the International Basketball Federation and the NBA are holding a development camp in Havana. This is considered the first big foray into Cuba by big-name sports. Gigi Duban reports.
Baseball's slow, football too violent. Basketball's problem? That would be what Southern Utah University economist Dave Barry calls a talent balance issue, which is to say, to be a top player in the NBA, you've got to be super tall. LeBron James is 6'8". That's really hard to find.
There's just no way for it to acquire enough talent that everybody can be competitive.
That said, the NBA's clinic in Cuba is probably not a scouting trip for future NBA stars.
I think this is more about trying to build the global brand of the game.
Glenn Gerstner teaches sport management at St. John's University. He says, sure, it's about goodwill, but taking all those players and coaches to Cuba is also a smart PR move.
Considering the size of their budget, it's a relatively small amount of pay for the fact that we're talking about it right now.
And he says, if there's one game the NBA plays at a pace faster than most sports, it's the game of self-promotion. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
As we've been hearing this morning, just 24 bodies have been recovered after a ship carrying hundreds of migrants bound for Europe sank off Libya Saturday. Estimates of the number of those aboard range from 700 to perhaps 1,000, making this possibly the worst disaster involving migrants in the modern history of that region. European Union foreign ministers are gathering in Luxembourg now, even as search and rescue operations continue. Matteo De Bellis focuses on Europe for the human rights group Amnesty International. Thank you for talking with us, Mr. De Bellis.
Good morning to you.
I heard a Maltese legislator quoted saying what's needed here is resources to prevent this kind of tragedy. This means money, you think, but for what?
We need European governments to launch a new search and rescue operation in the central Mediterranean. We need assets and manpower to patrol the high seas and stay ready to intervene whenever there is an SOS call.
I was surprised to see how few resources the European Union actually has dedicated to this.
Yes, not only the European Union is spending less than 3 million euros per month in the Triton operation that is patrolling the Mediterranean right now, but there is a fundamental flaw with this, which is that they are patrolling the seas near the Italian and Maltese coasts rather than going down towards the areas of the sea where the incidents take place. This is why we are calling for a new operation that is not focusing on protecting borders, but on saving lives.
That is a significant shift, that the focus before had been on guarding the border. And what you're saying is, with threats like this, you need to be worried about life-saving as well.
We are witnessing a humanitarian tragedy in front of our eyes, and we need to respond in the right way. Protecting borders is a right of the states, but it's not a priority. Protecting lives should always be the priority.
Matteo De Bellis is a campaigner on Europe for Amnesty International. Mr. De Bellis, thank you for this.
Thank you for having me.
Another story we'll be following. News just now that the banana company Chiquita Brands International will not face lawsuits in the United States by 4,000 Colombians who accuse the company of human rights violations. The U.S. Supreme Court has just rejected an appeal, agreeing that the conduct in question happened outside the U.S., meaning American courts have no authority. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.